Masechet Baba Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah we mentioned, the allowance for a worker in a field to eat from the produce that he's working with. Here we'll talk about what type of worker is allowed to eat from the produce. Mishnah says, Haya oseh biyadav, aval lo b'raglav. If somebody was working with his hands, but he wasn't working with his feet, for example, he's harvesting product with his hands, b'raglav, aval lo b'yadav, or he was working with his feet, but not with his hands, for example, he was somebody who was pressing grapes with his feet, afilu b'ketefo, or if he was somebody who was only working with his shoulder, for example, he was hired to support something with his shoulder, this type of worker is allowed to eat from the produce that he's working with. The Torah doesn't tell us what type of work is being done. It simply tells us that a worker is allowed to eat. It says any type of worker, kitavo bekerem re'echa, anyone who goes into the kerem, into the vineyard of their friend, in any type of way that they work. There's no specification of what that work has to be. So if you're working with your feet, you're working with your arms, with your legs, even with your shoulder, you're allowed to eat from the produce. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda is going to disagree. He says, Ad she'aseh bi'adav u'braglav. A worker is only allowed to eat from the produce that he works with if he works with both his hands and his feet. Otherwise, the Torah does not give him the allowance to eat from the produce of the field that he's working with. The Torah gives the worker the allowance to eat from the produce that he's working with, and it also gives the ox permission to eat from the produce that he's working with. In other words, it obligates the person who's working the ox to allow the ox to eat. So we compare the ox to the worker in some regard with certain privileges. So according to the Biyose, he's going to connect them as well over here. He's going to say, just like an ox is allowed to eat, but he works with both his hands and his feet. He works with both his hind legs and his forelegs, both of them. Same for a human being. A human being who's a worker is only allowed to eat from the produce. He only has that privilege if he works with both his hands and his feet. He's that type of worker. That is the allowance that the Torah gives him.